Nobody won. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. The Powerball jackpot has swelled to a whopping $1.9 billion. It was already the largest jackpot in U.S. history. No one has claimed the top prize in 40 straight weeks. The Houston Astros are winners.
Astros fans can start making parade plans to mark another fall classic victory.
There goes the runner. Fly ball down the right field line. Tucker comes on. Kyle Tucker. This time they finish the job. The Houston Astros, world champions.
Fox TV on the call. Houston beat the Philadelphia Phillies 4-1. The Astros take the crown in six games.
Fox's Bob Mortelli. The nation's top Democrats hope to make John Fetterman a winner. Former President Obama rallied for the U.S. Senate candidate in Philadelphia last night.
He knows what it's like to get knocked down. But John's stroke didn't change who he is. It didn't change what he cares about.
Fetterman is being challenged by Republican Mehmet Oz.
John Fetterman has argued for an open border, sanctuary city, so our police can cooperate with the federal officials. And he wants to legalize all drugs. When that was tried in Oregon, 50% increase in homicide rates.
Big names also hitting the campaign trail in New York. Former President Clinton rallied yesterday for Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul.
She is distributing $550 million to help low-income consumers with their home heating bills.
Hochul will be joined by President Biden in suburban New York City today. She's up against Republican Lee Zeldin. Former President Trump will be in Miami campaigning for Senate Republican Marco Rubio. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The tornadoes that ripped through the southern plains on Friday night are being blamed for at least two deaths, one in Texas and one in Oklahoma. The town of Idabel, Oklahoma, was particularly hard hit. Governor Kevin Stitt tore damage there yesterday. Relentless Russian attacks on critical infrastructure in Ukraine has electricity in extremely short supply. Officials warning there will be daily blackouts in Kyiv and several other regions. Fox's Greg Palcott is in the capital.
Air raid sirens blaring out again in Kyiv. Targets were hit by Russian missiles in the southern part of Ukraine. Big fight is brewing over the key Russian-held city there of Kherson. Plus, more clashes in the east.
As the war wears on, Iran has confirmed what the West already knew.
Iran's foreign minister admitting for the first time that his country has supplied Russia with drones, while also insisting the transfer came before Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. The Saturday comments coming after months of confusing messaging from Iran about the weapons shipment as Russia sends those drones slamming into Ukrainian energy and civilian targets. Iran had previously denied arming Russia in its war on Ukraine while saying it remains committed to stopping the conflict. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
There could be a danger lurking in your kitchen.
Whether it's Teflon or one of the other nonstick surfaces out there, you can fry bacon and then clean the residue without having to scrub. But Dr. Cheng Fang at the University of Newcastle says millions of tiny plastic particles may be coming off those pans while you're cooking or washing up. In fact, they say just one scratch on a Teflon pan releases 9,100 particles.
Fox's Roger Stern. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.